was really exciting for me to actually visit a tribe. So the first was the Mattaponi, and in their museum there they had Pocahontas's actual necklace that she had worn, so that was really powerful. You hear this story growing up, and to see the necklace there itself. We also went around to visit their hatcheries, and we saw the hatcheries there, and they talked a little bit about the shad. And as we came to the Pamunkey tribe, the chief here also explained that they stopped running up the river. This year they did not catch any shad fish, which is a native and indigenous fish that are no longer running up the river. One of the chiefs, I believe it was the chief from the Mattaponi, mentioned this, that, you know, we're of the land and of the earth, and that the existence between the two is completely intertwined. And so there's so many commonalities, as they mentioned today, the shad and, you know, our message of trying to maintain waterways and the importance of waterways. So I think that's another deep connection is, you know, I have heard Kupuna talk about the ocean as not a separator, but really this highway, and Polynesian people using this as not a divider of people, but actually the highways and byways of the past. So to come here and to hear their voices and to hear them pronounce their own names, and to see their headdresses and to see their regalia, and then to share in a feast with them with, you know, the fry bread and these wild rice cuisine, this cuisine that is native to their people and places, has been really special and something I never dreamed would happen, but it's been really awesome.